Archive of Absence, after Meg Day and the All-American Girls Professional Baseball League. It might have been the late-night cast of fluorescence where once there had only been moon, or perhaps the squall of muscle, an arm flexing around a waist. If we could have known, we would have parted our lips for no man. Backed against a plane of teak, desire opened its mouth and rattled loose something in each of us, a pebble skipping its eager legs further from shore. For some of us, this was a first touching of feet to flame. When we smiled, we were nothing soft. There had been husbands, names taken from a father and spackled across our teeth. We spat them out with husks of sunflowers and crests of tobacco juice. Sometimes all we had of our own was the propulsion of leg over grass. A glove was our brother's or our cousin's or a made thing we stitched as hemlines nipped at our ankles. We admitted to ourselves and then to each other, the clutching shape of want, moved it from a yoke at our shoulders to a span of pine slung low and warm in our hands. Under this new moon, we pushed up the pale pink ligature of worn skirts and ran tongues over the scars where our skin flexed around what we asked of it. We might find each other in the wild of the world, might feel how desperation bowed like a gentleman, if only to catch a knowing return through salt and smoke. We knew that time was docile only when we ran, kicking plumes of dirt across the powder our mothers pressed into our skin, where they imagined a husband's fingers would trace bone. There wasn't yet an end to empire, but still the men would return, and we would stand to attention with all the irreverence of an unwound fable. They brought no tales we hadn't already whispered backwards. When asked, we would say we admired the form in motion, the drawl of knee towards chest, hips canting forwards as a lit beacon, our palms open, not to soothe, but to signal each other home.